Hey, Thrivepreneurs. Welcome back to the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach. And today we're going to dive deep into something very important for your entrepreneurial journey, identity work, becoming the woman your business needs. Now, I want to remind you that we're on the road to something exciting. We have a program coming up called The Comeback Code. It's open for enrollment soon, starting on May 13th. This program is designed for women who have survived a marriage with a partner that displays narcissistic tendencies. You know, manipulation, emotional abuse, gaslighting, you know, all of the stuff. You know, shiny in public, charming in public, but destructive behind closed doors. So if you know someone who have experienced this and they are now out of the marriage or the relationship and they want to reclaim their power and step into their purpose, then this is a program and coaching program that they're going to want to be a part of. And if this is speaking to you personally, I would love to invite you to be a part of it. But first, before we get into that, let's talk about something that is key to thriving in your business and life, and that is your identity. Before you build the brand, scale the business, or even craft your offer, there's a deeper foundation that needs to be laid. It's the identity that can hold the success. This is what I call the identity gap. It's the space between who you've been, maybe the high potential corporate woman juggling responsibilities and doubting your own power, and who you're becoming. The empowered, confident CEO who leads her business with faith, focus, and the future in mind. Let me share with you a scripture that I feel like beautifully illustrates this. It's Romans 12 and 2. Now, this is the new, the NIV version. It says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for you. His good, pleasing, and perfect will." This is identity transformation at its core. It's about renewing your mind and aligning with the woman that God has called you to be, the woman your business needs. Let me give you some signs that you might still be operating from the old version of yourself. The one that still fears judgment, doubts her value, or hides behind perfectionism. You might second guess your decisions. You avoid stepping into your CEO role because you don't feel ready. You're constantly undercharging for your value, overgiving, or not asking for what you're worth. You procrastinate on launching and scaling because you're waiting for the perfect moment. You're busy, but moving nowhere. Friend, this is not a business problem. It's an identity issue. But don't worry, this is where God's grace comes in. (Music) As I like to say, your business will only grow to the level of your belief. Not just belief in your offer, but belief in who you are. You may have a vision, but until you step into the identity of the woman who can hold it, a woman who believes she's worth and worthy of success, and that God has equipped her to lead, that version will always feel just out of reach. And here's the beautiful thing about this journey. God doesn't require you to be perfect. Your clients aren't expecting you to be perfect. God asks you to trust Him and move in faith. And your clients, you just need to be one step ahead of them. In Philippians 4 and 13, NIV version as well, we're reminded that, and it says, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. This is your CEO identity. This is the strength God gives you to rise, to lead, to serve, and to thrive in your business and in life. Now, let me give you three steps to start becoming the woman your business needs starting today. One is embody before you execute. Before you do anything, ask yourself, what would the CEO version of me do? How would she lead? How does she speak? And how does she act? Two, normalize your next level. Surround yourself with women who are living that next level of success. Don't get intimidated. It's okay that you're not, you're no longer the smartest person in the room. That means that you have room to grow. Get into communities that align with the woman that you want to become. Step into the rooms where you can grow, learn, and be challenged. And then three, speak her identity daily. Declare it over your life and over your business. I am a confident, capable CEO. I am empowered to lead with grace and with strength. Your words, they hold power. Speak them into existence. Now, I'm not a claim it and say it and claim it or however that goes kind of preacher. I'm not that person. But I do believe that our words have power. And so, speak the things that you want to see. And here's the encouragement. God will equip you for the next step. He already sees what you're doing now. He knows what you're going to be doing tomorrow, 10 years from now. And He sees you as the woman that you're becoming. And He has already laid out a path for your success. I want to close by reminding you that the shift in identity that you're called to make is more than just a business move. It's a transformation of your mind, the way you think, your spirit, and your heart. And I'm going to say your emotions, how you feel about your becoming who you need to become, and everything that entails. Your business doesn't need a perfect version of you. It needs a version of you that's committed to trusting God, committing to the process, embracing growth, and becoming the woman that He has called you to be. As I mentioned earlier, we have one of our She Thrive Mastery programs. The enrollment for that program opens up, well, it starts actually on May the 13th. Now, if you are a woman that says, you know what, I hear what you're saying about this whole identity thing, and you're saying maybe your identity has been shaken because you were in a destructive relationship, and maybe that relationship stripped you or some of your identity. If that is the case and you're ready to take back the reins of your life, rebuild your identity, then the Comeback Code is a program that you want to make sure that you're a part of. And if you're ready to step into your next chapter, heal from your past, and lead your life and your business with purpose and power, I'd love to have you join us. You can visit my website at www.reframeitstrategy.com to learn more and grab your spot in that upcoming program. Now, if you're looking for more support on your journey to become a CEO or the CEO version of yourself, I want to invite you, if you're not already, be a part of the Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's our free community of powerful women committed to their growth and success. If you're ready to dive deeper into your transformation that combines business strategy, mindset, and emotional resilience coaching, then you should check out our other She Thrive Mastery programs, which centers around helping you to start your business, or if you're already started and you're ready to scale, then we have another program for that. Remember, the first step towards your transformation is saying yes to yourself. God has an amazing plan for you, and I believe he's calling you to thrive. Thank you for tuning in today and for joining me for this episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. Keep leaning into your identity as a thriving CEO. And keep walking in purpose. Until next time, stay powerful, stay aligned, and keep thriving.